ערב יום הכיפורים ומנהג הכפרות, פייס 73. Order of the day before Kippur and the custom of making כפרות. מצווה לאכול ולשתות ולהרבות בסעודה בערב יום הכיפורים. It is a מצווה from the Torah to eat and drink more than usual on the day before Kippur. And they tell you, if a person has certain things that usually because of that thing he's supposed to fast, there are certain things that they tell you, if it happens such a thing to him, he should fast. On this day, he should not fast. So don't fast, and the opposite, because it's mitzvah to eat. If you eat, consider it for you, they reward you like fasting. If you don't eat, they punish you. Now, therefore, Ben Ta'anit Teshuvah, Ben Ta'anit Ha'am, no Ta'anit should be done on the day before Kippur. Ve'afim Rotze Le'itanot Ad HaSe'udah Masechet. He comes and says, okay, I will not make Ta'anit the whole day. I'll make Ta'anit, but till the time the meal before Kippur, I'll eat that meal only. It's also is wrong. Because you're supposed to enjoy the day from eating. And of course, this is what talking about the day before Kippur. How about the night before the day? Like this year, day before Kippur is Tuesday. Oh. Monday night, you can, if you want not to eat, don't eat. The mitzvah is for the day to eat. And it's for a person, he sits down, he learns Torah all of his life, the whole day. On this day, he should learn less Torah and eat more. According to Rabbi Arin, they eat five meals on the day before Kippur. But they eat light food. They don't eat heavy food. And they suggest, they advise to eat fish and poultry, which is chicken. Why? It's easy to digest, won't be heavy on him. When a person has a lot of heavy food in his stomach, causing him certain things not to do, then he will come during the night, something could happen that he will become tameh again. You need to be lying, you can't make to be lying. Therefore, they tell him not to eat hot stuff, heavy food, Jack red meat, beef meat, not a good idea. Also, if we say he should learn less in order to eat, more so, he should work less in order to eat. This is for Mr. Morris Mizrahi, you tell me that. It's your boss, isn't so?
Yes, sir.
A person who is doing some work on the day before Kippur is wrong, because they say there is no blessing from the work of Arab people. Not only men, ladies too, they're supposed to eat Arab people. Even though there are many mitzvot that men obligated and ladies are relieved from them. And this mitzvah is placed upon the ladies just as much as upon the men. And even a person who is sick, the doctor did not allow him to fast on Kippur. He told him, I'm not fasting for anyhow. Why should I eat more on Arab Kippur? He has to eat more on Arab Kippur. There's nothing to do with the Kippur. It is our custom to have a lot of salihot on the day of Arab Kippur, which we do. There's extra pieces that they say. And especially, we have a custom also, the Mitzvah Muda'a and everything that they do after the prayer. Of course, in the salihot, they say we do it, even though on the day before Kippur is not allowed to make, we do it. since the morning that they don't say Anna. But only in Sodom, after Sodom and Minham, before Sodom and Sekhar, they do, we do it. But in the morning, not. That's in the prayer. But in Selehot, they do. Because the day before Kippur is considered just like a holiday. There is some people, they don't say Mizmor LeTodah in the prayer on Erev Kippur, which means the day before Kippur. We do. Why they don't say it? Because they say what we read, Torah that we read, comes instead of the sacrifices that we used to make. There is one sacrifice is called Todah. What sacrifice is called Todah? Today, instead of Todah, we make Berakha HaGomel. Person that was sick and got well. Person that traveled by sea or by dry land, went to, from country to country, and he comes back, he has to say HaGomel. Person that was in a prison has to say, when he comes out, to say HaGomel. Today, we say HaGomel. Those days, what they used to bring, sacrifice, to give thanks to God, that they gave thanks that He saved them from those troubles. And instead of the Korban today, what do we have? The reading of the Torah. We read Mizmor, the Torah instead. And this Korban, Korban Torah, there was a din in the Torah, mitzvah, that it must be eaten the same day that you offer it and the night after. Not more. Must be finished before the night is over. But at the same time, you can't limit the time, because maybe you won't be able to finish. Now, Kippur is a fast day. They say if we make Mizmor LeTodah instead of the sacrifice of Todah, then we can't eat it for day and night, because the night is Kippur already, fasting. Then maybe we should not bring Korban Todah. Therefore, they don't say Mizmor LeTodah. Some people don't say Mizmor LeTodah. But our custom is to say Mizmor LeTodah, because this is not a real Korban Todah, instead of Korban Todah. Therefore, we say it. This is the custom all over the Sephardic communities. This is the custom in Yerushalayim also in Israel. And also we say Abinu Malkenu. Ashkenazim don't say Abinu Malkenu. Why? Because they don't say Anna. And Abinu Malkenu said to Abinu Malkenu, Hatanu Lefanecha. Hatanu Lefanecha, you can say Hatanu. That's what we're doing. But what do? We say Abinu Malkenu, but we skip those few sentences that there is a word that we're asking for forgiveness. We don't say them, not to make it, we do it. And there is a custom to make Hatara right after Shachrit in Erev Kippur, and we do it in short. The main Hatara that they do here, Saturday night and that, they don't do it before. They do it Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Kippur. That's why we do the short one again in Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Kippur. We did it Erev Rosh Hashanah, and we do it again Erev Kippur. That's the best time for Hatara, to make it in the morning after the prayer.
They do that in Yerushalayim though?
Hmm?
They also do that in Yerushalayim?
Sure. They do the Hatara. Now, page 75. Aminhag b'chol tefutzot Yisrael la'asot kaparot b'arab yom kippurim. It is a custom all over the wherever there is a Jewish community, that they make kaparot on the day before Kippur. What's kaparot? They take a chicken, they slaughter it, before they slaughter it, they put it around over the head, and they say, this will be instead of you. That's kaparot. Kaparot means, will be for you, for your benefit. Which is, God forbid, if there was any decree against the person, they say, this will go instead of the person. Whatever was supposed to be done to the human being would be done to these living things, which is the chicken. And there is the Hebrew that says, זה חליפתך, זה תמורתך, זה כפרתך. This will take your place, will be instead of you, and will bring forgiveness to you. The chicken will go to be slaughtered, and you will go to long and happy life. That's what they say in the Moravi. And they do it three times. Then when they take the chicken, whatever being done to the chicken, a person should think, oh, this was supposed to be done to me. When they slaughter it, that's they kill it. That means he was supposed to be executed. And when they take it, they throw it, he was supposed to be stoned. Instead of stoning him, they do that to the chicken. When they put it over the fire, because they cinch it, he was supposed to be over the fire. But then when they hold the chicken with their fingers, they're choking it, he was supposed to be choked. That a person should think about this chicken has been done to it what was supposed to be done to me. Because maybe he did certain avirot that he deserves this penalty. What are the penalties in the Torah? There's four kinds of executions. Sekila, stoning, Hered, killing with the sword, and Serefa, burning, and Hanek, choking. Just to choke by hanging. And this is what he said. Whatever being done to the chicken, he should think in his mind it's been done, supposed to be done to him. Confess. Make bidui on his avonot.
Are you allowed to eat that chicken after?
Yes, sure.
Even though the chicken represents you?
Huh?
Even though the chicken represents the person?
That's right. Usually, they used to take the chicken. Originally, they told us to give it to the poor. Not the poor guy. What is he going to do with all chicken that you bring him? He doesn't need all the chicken. You know, the money is better for him. So they take it home, they eat it, and they give the money instead of the chicken. Said, how much the chicken is worth? Put the money and give it to the poor. From this, that's what they call pidyon kaparot, like pidyon haben, pidyon kaparot, to redeem the kaparot with money to give it to the poor. So my opinion, this is better. That's what they did even in Yerushalayim, the rabbis. They didn't go to give to the poor man, or you give him 20 chicken, what's he going to do with it? They would rather give him the money. If one will give him, one will give him chicken, two, okay, would be good for the family for the same day. What's he going to do more than that? You give him money, it's better for him. There's a custom to be particular that the chicken will be white. Because, you know, avonot represent redness. Sins are red, they call them. Because it's written in the Bible, and Yehu Hataechem Kashanim, Kasherek Yadim. God said, if you make teshuva, even if you have avonot red, like red wool, God will make it
white like snow.
That means purify you by making teshuva. Then the avonot always, a symbol of avonot, redness. Even today in the United States, when a person is already in a decree that he should be executed, what they dress in? Red clothes. The son is condemned to death. This is what they do. But the white is purity, clean, clear. Everybody. ולוקחים למעוברת תרנגול ושתי תרנגולות. If there is a pregnant woman, they bring three chicken. One rooster and two hen. Why? Because maybe there is a baby boy.
Maybe boy or girl.
The boy and girl. And if there is a girl, the mother one mm-hmm. and the girl. That's why they take these two. If a person cannot afford it, tell him three chicken for one man or woman. But then make it only two, male and female. The male will cover for all male, female will cover for all female. Even if it will be a girl, it will be good for both of them.
What if she's pregnant and they know she's having twins?
Hmm?
What if she's pregnant and they know she's having twins? Because now you can tell. You bring two for each one?
Same thing, no. There's only this. It would be enough. Even for the house, if you want, he doesn't want to buy. He has been part of himself, 10 members of the family. You should buy. Bring 10 chicken, so bring two. One for all the male, and one for all the female. It is a custom to take the chicken, take it round over the head, and say, if he does it to himself, it's the Halifati, the Timurati, the Kaparati. This comes instead of me, this takes my place, and will be for my forgiveness. זה התנגול, שחיטה ילך, למיטה ילך, צודם, ואני אכנס לחיים טובים שלנו. If he does it to somebody else, instead of חליפתי, he said חליפתך, תמורתך, כפרתך. And if it is a female, what does it say? חליפתך, תמורתך, כפרתך. In the language, you don't know how to use it. There is some people, before they take the chicken and they put it on, they put their hands on it. And they make them do it. Why? Because in Beit HaMikdash, when they brought sacrifice, that's what they used to do. It's called semicha. But our custom is not to make semicha to the chicken. Even though they used to make semicha, better not to do it.
Is there a right time for this? Is it the best time to do Kabbalah right before Kippur? The day of before Kippur?
The day before Kippur.
Erev Kippur.
That's
not the week before.
We used to do it before Selichot.
Before early in the morning?
Early in the morning. We used to go to, even here, used to be a chicken market on 17th Avenue. You see hundreds of people in the Syrian there. I used to go there. Is to be knocked down. Because I go there, I tell the Shahir, first check this knife. Sometimes I used to slaughter the chicken myself. Sometimes I don't want to get dirty. I just check it. I said, okay. I slaughter it, then I check it again. I check the chicken first, before they slaughter it. Because maybe there is a broken bone or something. We examine the bones of the chicken. We see that it is a perfect condition. No one in Ashkenazim don't check the chicken. There's two different customs, two different ways. We believe that should be done, perfect. Should be checked, and we do it. But the Syrian used to see me, they knew that. From Syria, also all the Shahadim, they check. Please, Haram, please, Haram. By the time you get out, it's already a knockdown. They hold you there for 2 hours, one after another. That's why I didn't like it. I wanted to go earlier from the time they come. Before they come right away. I went to 30.
To 30?
Yeah, instead of 3 o'clock, because they start coming at 3 o'clock. That I would finish quick and go out.
Okay. And they still do it over there? So where
they
are you going?
Close that chicken market. Right. There is a chicken market in Williamsburg. I don't want to go. And just waste half an hour going, an hour coming. No, I don't do it. And I met Bidyon Kaparot.
Also, you don't?
Yeah. I give the money.
You put tzedakah and that's it?
That's right.
Really?
I send it to the Aniyah of Yerushalayim instead of this. Therefore.
So how much you're figuring now is the Bidyon for chicken?
Well, look up for yourself. Chicken is not going to be more than $10, even less. If they give $10 for each person, it's good enough. Do you understand? If they give more, it's a be good tzedakah. It's nothing. You understand? Mm-hmm. Some people don't even the Tambeda Magdash, some people brought to be korban, some people less, because depend on how much you can afford.
So let me ask you, even something like this, you're giving pidyon instead, so you have to make sure that it arrives in Yerushalayim the day of Yom Kippur, the day before Yom Kippur?
No, you send it before. As long as you send it before Kippur, it's good.
It's okay.
Now, page 76, the paragraph 8. Yesh la'adam dehavher b'tshuva b'et asiyat ha-kaparat. It is important. When they make the kapara, it's not enough to make the kapara, but the person should make the shuva at that time. Korban, Yom Bet HaMikdash, when they made a korban, what did they do? He puts his hand and he's confessing, making bidui. Same thing here now. They come to make the kapara for him. We said before, whatever's being done to the chicken, you should think was supposed to be done to him. In case he has the avonot, that they have to have these penalties. What are the penalties? The biggest penalties that there is, sekila, serefa, hered, behenik, stoning, or burning, or choking, or killing with a sword. All these are four different kind of executions that used to have, depend on the avon, what kind of avon. One worse than the other. Now we did that, but you should think also that in case he made avonot, he should confess and make the shuvah. That's a v'yachshuv b'libo. The rabbi said, he should think in his mind, shekul na'asa ba'ov, all what is being done to the chicken, dugmat arba mitot bedin, which is similar to the four kind of penalties that there is by the Jewish court, hayara u'i leha'asot po, was supposed to be done to him. Then the rabbi goes to elaborate. When the shohet, the one that slaughters the chicken, he holds the two pipes in his hand. This is like choking. When he slaughters it, that's hereg, getting it with the sword, that's a knife. When he throws it, like sekila. Since it over the fire, the chicken, because there is a lot of bugs in there over the skin. We cinch it to get rid of those bugs. And this is serefa, like burning. It's supposed to be done to him. And by this, he will make the teshuvah, he cries, he makes the teshuvah, and God will forgive him for whatever he did wrong. Page 77.
They do the serefa while the chicken is alive or after they kill it?
No, after they kill it.
After they kill it, they...
In order to get rid of the bugs.
Why? Does the animal have any knowledge or understanding that they're being offered as korban?
In a way, your question is good, but we know that today we live in a time that the animals knows more than men. In many cases.
How?
Because they're innocent, they are better than men of today. Page 77. Tzarich ledakdek. A person should be particular about this. When he buys the chicken for kaparot, you know what they used to buy? They didn't go like today, they buy the chicken first from the market. Bring it home. They leave it in a special quarter. They give them food, they eat, they raise them for a few days. And then they take it to the shohet to be slaughtered. So when they bring them to the house, and they want to eat, before they eat this, they sure must remember
to feed the chicken.
Feed the chicken first, and then eat. Why it's written, "V'natati aseh b'sadecha libhem techa v'chalta v'savan." Any person that has a pet that is taking care of him, he must, before he eats, feed the pet and then he will eat. It's a must according to the Torah.
That goes to the chidami also, no? Not just a pet.
Really, they did not say about the Chadami, but I say definitely should apply also to the Chadami. I prefer that they should give the Chadami first and then to that way. Some people said, okay, this is good for chicken, for fish, things that we eat, that are kosher. But something not kosher also have to worry. But, you know, I have a dog, I have to feed him first before me? Yes. You have even something not kosher, you have to feed him before you eat. Therefore, a person should remember this, that the Torah is very particular about this, feed the animal first and then eat. They say, they go to such an extent, look how far they go. If you sit down to eat, you made netilah, you made hamotzi. After you made hamotzi before eating, oh, you remembered. You didn't feed the animal. You may interrupt yourself and stop before eating. Oh, did you feed the animal? If you can hint to them, it's okay. If they can't understand, feed the animal first, and then he eats. But it's a sec between berachadim. It's important, you have to, because this is the law that you must feed the animal first. Then, halacha yod.
So today you bring the animal into the house before?
We
don't bring the animal into the house.
They used to. In this community. Yeah, the time you were born, still they did that. Mm-hmm. They should bring them, put them in the basement. And the children used to have a lot of fun running after the chicken, the house, don't see it. Used to have it here in the basement. And then they look after it, to find it, to come to they give it to the shohet, running after it. They used to have a lot of fun with it. But they used to have a lot of mess also. Yeah. Now he said, Halacha yod, chova kedosha leizaher, shelo leshchot ela etz shohet mumhe v'yirei Hashem rabim. It is a duty. It's a must. A person should be very careful when you take the chicken to be slaughtered by the proper shohet. Can you imagine? And all over the countries in the old time, even in Yerushalayim, Leil Erev Kippur, the night of before Kippur, every block at the corner, there's a stand already, and the shohatim over there, bring them the chicken, the light over there, they already put their light and lines of people. They come, they bring the chicken in their hands, they give it to the shohet to slaughter. And the shohet stays up the whole night slaughtering chicken. And he's so tired. If he comes to check the knife, I don't know if he knows if it is okay or not. He warned us. Don't go to a person that's already so tired and you don't know if it is, would be kosher or not. Because the knife has to be so sharp and so smooth without any, the littlest thing, how they check it with the finger, with the nails. You move the finger. If the nail feels a little cut over there, the slightest thing, not smooth, realize, it stops. Not everybody knows how to check these things. You have to check the knives, knowing exactly how they make it smooth. They sharpen it with the special stones. Today, the barber makes it against the leather. No, he does the knives. But this knife, filled with pegimot, broken plate, as pieces that there is there. Now, but the knife is the shahita. Absolutely smooth, very sharp and smooth. Nothing. In order to make it much easier, faster with the chicken. Then nothing in no time. And this is, I said, therefore, a person should be very careful what you had to be Yerushalayim, has a fear of God. He knows himself, if he's tired, he's not going to do it. Most and anything else on the night before Kippur. Shatz, if you foot Rabbah, that there is a big crowd coming. And unfortunately, Rabbu HaMechsholot VaTakalot HaGedolot, there is a lot of obstacles and failing to do it properly. Sh'arbe shohatim ne'orim zeman rab me'al-layla. Many of the shohatim are already up the whole night. Umpene yegi'atam v'ayefutam v'rob melech ha'tashahde, because of their being tired and so exhausted and from doing everything in a hurry, because more and more and more chicken. For every one chicken, he makes another piece of money. Now this is they can feel they're not properly. And they made people then eat, instead of eating kosher meat, dead animals, dead living things. Many of the great rabbis said, they set a ruling that better to slaughter the kaparot few days before Kippur, better than being crowded on the day before Kippur, and you don't know if it is kosher or not kosher. Imagine. That shouldn't be so crowded. To make the shahatim easier on them. The rabbi said, on the contrary, Nachon Yoter, it is better Lehakdim HaKaparot, to make the Kaparot earlier days than making it on Arab Kippur. Why? Because of this reason. Yod Aleph, Nohagim Shashuhatim Marim Sakinehem LeRabbi Ben Kesel Asar. It is a custom. Every Shuhat, he begs the rabbi, Rabbi, check it for me. Which is, today we check, I remember. I was young. I went to the slaughtering house. There was a special rabbi appointed for checking the knives. He was a great rabbi. Shahid. They would not rely only on him. I on the land, Shahida, I was very good in examining the knives. When the rabbi saw me, I was a young man. He wouldn't give it to no one. And then he said, from now on, I'm appointing you to be the bodek, they call him bodek of the knives. So there is so many older than me, so I want you. Because I used to feel the littlest thing right away on the knife. If it is proper or not. Something improper with the knife, I used to tell him, Rabbi, there is something wrong with the knife. This is a special talent to feel the feeling of a person. In the Gemara, there is, people used to know how to check some rabbis, the knife in the water. They put it over the water. But the water, you see right away, like a bubble, that shows that the knife on that place is not smooth. Some of them, they used to check it with their tongue. Check it with their tongue. But the truth, some people, they do it even with flesh over here. I couldn't feel the flesh. The feeling was only with the nail. The nail is the best. We used to grow the nail a little bit long and we do it back and forth. Then ובחובה כדושה על הרבנים דבכל אתר ואתר. It is duty of the rabbis in every city and town. להשגיח בעין פיקוחתו, supervise, to overlook everyone that is the shohet, to go to check on him. Is he really doing the right thing or not? וכאשר יקרה חסרון הרגשה בגרימת סכין, they see that he can't feel it right away, should remove him. Stop slaughtering. You can feed the people from inan nevelot, dead animals. And you can see that negligence on their side to do such a thing. Page 78. Yesh nuhagim latet et alfot kaparot la'aniyim. There is a custom among many people that they give this chicken that they slaughtered to whom? To the poor people. It's good, because they want them to have food to eat. But what can a poor guy, the poor man, that you give him 20 chicken and he doesn't need only 2 chicken for his family? It's going to go to waste. But better what to do? Give him the money. That's what the rabbi said. V'yoter nachon, it's more correct, latet lahem et demei kaparot, the money. Why? Kedei shelo yevosh ha'ani v'yachshov ki nivzehu b'anei ha'noten. Sometimes the ani also have a bad feeling. Yeah. What do they do? After they put all the avonot on the chicken, they give it to him. Don't they say, v'nasah sa'ir alav et kol avonotam el eretz gezerah? Now you put your avonot over there, and then you give it to me. It's a... v'im de'achar shechidah noda she'a'of terefah. If a person took a chicken and told the shohet slaughtered it for him, he did. Then they checked the chicken. Something is missing inside. Makes it not kosher. He has to bring another chicken. The rabbi said no. He did his duty. En tzarich lakachat kapara acheret. But if the shohet did not slaughter it properly and he made it already nebelahav, because he knows exactly where to cut it, with what. If he doesn't do it properly, that's called dead animal. But of course he didn't make no kapara at all. Of course he needs to bring another chicken.
Today you
should
give, you can give money to
Ani
rather than do the kapara?
Yeah. He speaks about doing the kapara, and then they redeem it with the money to give it to the Ani to eat the kapara at home. But today, since we don't have...
But then you have to pay for it twice.
Huh?
You buy the chicken in order to slaughter it, right? Mm. Once it's slaughtered, you buy it again, and then you...
But you buy it again.
No. No. Don't you have to buy it the first time? That's if you go in order to
you
slaughter.
Buy it. Instead of giving it to the Ani, you are using it yourself.
You can chicken, it. You're freezing it, you're eating it.
No.
You're pulling 6 chickens
you
in the butcher.
You bought the chicken from the butcher, or whoever it is, right?
Yeah, from a chicken market.
Now that money doesn't go to Anani.
You own the chicken, the chicken's in the house.
But the chicken's yours.
The chicken's yours, but giving it to Anani, if you give the chicken, if I buy it from the butcher, and the butcher slaughters it, I take it.
He ends the same thing. He takes $10 to buy the chicken. This chicken has to be slaughtered, give it to the Ani. Then he gives $10. Instead of giving the chicken to the Ani, eat it, the $10 is yours yet. When you eat it, it's yours. You didn't give anything yet.
But you bought the chicken for $10.
Now you have lunch.
Now if you buy food and you eat it, you give anything to anyone?
No. So you have to give. You have to pay another $10 or whatever it is.
That's not another. The $10 that you took for yourself. If you gave it away and you give another $10, that's called you are giving another $10. Here he didn't give anything.
So you're saying it's better to do the kaparot and then take the chicken back and pay for the chicken.
Originally that was.
Now.
Because they wanted to make.
Now each one of us doesn't
only money. Today only money.
So yeah. How would you do it? We
used to have the chicken market here, I said, 17th Avenue. They used to go all the way in there. Or even in the yard of Magen David. The rabbis of the Syrian community, they used to slaughter it. And they piled it over there, hundreds and hundreds. Then Arama in the morning, the poor guy Arama, he brings people, please carry, to carry to their cars, to take it to my mom in this hospital, or to take it to the old age home when they opened it on Copsey Avenue, Sephardic old age. Now, they find it very difficult. And therefore, they do it, put the money directly.
They're doing it
here, Rabbi, I think,
no?
What? Even here they do it, but Today they don't do it the way they used to do it. But giving the money is better today.
You just give charity, that's it.
Okay. But there is another mitzvah involved with the chicken. What is it? After the slaughter of the chicken, the Torah said, any kind of poultry, or not only chicken, turkey, anything, and those animals that are called not domestic animals, like deer, gazal, that's in the family, the deer family, there is number of them, 8 different kind of animals. If you slaughter them, you have to cover the blood, part of the blood, with dust. Now this is kisui hadam, they call it, covering with the blood. It's a mitzvah that a person should run after doing this mitzvah of covering the blood. This doesn't come very often to have an opportunity to do it. Therefore, really, whose mitzvah is that to cover the blood? The shohet. Sometimes brings an argument between shohet and the owner of the chicken. Therefore, the owner of the chicken must ask permission from the shohet to allow him to make the kisui adam. Otherwise, it's called gezer. You are stealing something from somebody else. The mitzvah belongs to him. If you did it without his permission and he is annoyed that you did it instead of him, therefore the mitzvah belongs to the shohet, and to get permission from him to do the kisui adam. And there is beracha on it. Asher kedeshanu tzotah v'tzvanu al kisui dam
v'afah. What's so special about covering the blood? What's the significance of covering the blood?
To show feeling of mercy. Even though we killed the chicken, because God permitted us, but we are not really cool. We feel bad that we have to kill this poor that has no power to control, to protect itself. Now, we finish with this subject of the kaparot. Then we come about forgiveness, about the havonot. We know that Kippur comes, you make the Shubah, and automatically the day of Kippur will make all your abonot be forgiven, provided you make really teshuvah. Comes the Rahn tells us, I told you your abonot will be forgiven. Not every kind of abonot. The same kind of abonot will not be forgiven unless you do something before that. What is it? The abonot are divided into two parts. Things between you and God, things between you and your fellow Jew. The one that is you and God, God said, you ask the Shubah and I forgive you. Directly. But the ones that you did with your friend, don't come to me, make the Shubah, tell me, oh God, forgive me. Even if I forgive you, he did not forgive you yet. You have to go make up with your friend. You know that you did something wrong to your friends. If it is by money that you owe him, or anything, words that you told him, if you don't make up with him, this avodah will never be forgiven on Kippur, unless you make up with him. That's what they say in this language. Avodah sheben adam lamakom, yom ha-kippurim mechaper. Between you and God, yom ha-kippurim will make it be forgiven. But avodah sheben adam lachavero, and Yom HaKippurim Mechaper, Yom HaKippur doesn't bring automatically his forgiveness unless Ad Sheyifayes et Havero, till he makes up with his friend. Owes him money, he has to give it first. He did say words against him, go and ask him to forgive you. Where did they learn it from? Pasuk. Sitten, ki bayom hazeh yechaper alechem. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, on this day, your avonot will be forgiven. Per alechem, mikol hatotechem, from all your avonot. Lefnei Hashem, tetahu. What's lefnei Hashem? Mikol hatotechem, tetahu, you'll be clean. What's lefnei Hashem? Avonot that you did between you and Hashem, tetahu. But Avonot, that's not between you and Hashem, between you and your fellow Jew, cannot be right away automatically purified unless you make up with it. And this is what the Lord is speaking about now. Averot sheben adam lachavero en yom kippurim chaper ad sheyefayes chavero. V'tchila, how do you make up with him? If you cheated him in business, go tell him, I'm sorry. Here is the money. Oh, how many people you find today? After overcharging, taking, making the money, they come and say, listen, I'm sorry, this money doesn't belong to me. Take it, it's yours. Can you imagine? Or the gezel, or ribit shelakach mimenu shelo kadin, even ribit, interest. So what do you mean? Oh, what takes interest? You took interest from your fellow Jew? They're not allowed. You have to give him the interest back. Oh, the person comes and says, what do you mean? I'm in finance business. That's what I do in my life. Financing, I give loans, I take interest. Person must know, you are not allowed to take interest unless you do it in the proper way. A teraska, you know, there is a special way to make it that a person would be allowed to take that interest. They make it into like a business deal. There's a special contract for that, that they write. And therefore, then it would be permitted. If he didn't make the contract, it's horrible.